Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm Dr. Judy, and you can hear my show every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on DreamVision7Radio.com. Older shows are also archived on our page, so feel free to go back, peruse what we've talked about before, and listen to your heart's content. Today we've decided to do something a little bit different. And I have my husband, Hugh Grant, who is also the co-author on two of my books, the latest being Yin and Yang Nutrition for Dogs, Healing with Whole Foods, Not Drugs. And actually, it's Maximizing Health with Whole Foods, Not Drugs.
You were so close.
I was so close. Anyway, long day. So we thought today we would regale you with the joys and challenges of living with senior pets, because I got to tell you, it's like the old folks' home around here.
Well, it is. It's kind of seniors living with seniors.
Yes.
Now. It's a lot different than it used to be.
Yep. So we live with my parents, for those who are not aware. So they're in their 80s, and Hugh and I, one of us is just ending our sixth decade, and the other one is halfway through the seventh decade. So, you know, it's...
I guess it is that way. I never thought about it that way. That makes it sound a whole lot older than it really is.
It does, doesn't it?
Damn.
Okay, forget it. So I know that a lot of you that listen to us can kind of identify with our pains and troubles. And, I mean... You know, we kind of made a pact. First of all, we adopted a lot of dogs at one time. We got three one time together, and our pack is actually
decreasing. I'm actually just a guy that can't say no.
Well, so. You're worse than I am. You know, geez, you know, don't send your sob stories to Hugh, because the next thing I know, it shows up on our doorstep. And now that I've said that, oh my gosh, the floodgates have just opened. But we basically our numbers are starting to decline, you know, attrition, because they're just dang old. But so we have one that is 17, two that'll be 17 in a couple of months.
Right.
My parents' standard schnauzer will be 15 in a couple of months, and that's a lot for a 50-pound dog.
For somebody that big, yeah.
Yeah, and that's that one's lived a lot older than our others. But, you know, we attribute the longevity of our seniors, and by the way, these were all rescue dogs that came with horrendous infections, medical problems, cancers, heart disease, you name it. Many of them started their years in puppy mills. And so they got off to a bad start, but yet we are managing to have them live well into ripe old age.
Yes.
And we really attribute it to what we do as far as, you know, avoiding vaccines, avoiding chemicals, and diet, obviously.
Well, diet and all of that is very, very important. But, you know, one of the other things that we've found to be very important is their lifestyle.
Yep.
And how it integrates with our lifestyle. And it's funny, we didn't start out, I guess, 10 years ago with the idea that they would always be seniors because Pookie and George and Shayna were just youngsters.
Yeah.
when we picked them up, but we soon discovered that particularly the seniors, that they need a little bit of extra care, a little bit of special attention, and we were just sort of drawn to that, I guess.
Yeah, and at this point, we kind of made a pact with each other so that we don't have 700 dogs and cats, that we would only adopt.
Did y'all know how long a cat lives? I never, ever knew that coming into this thing. I grew up in a household where cats weren't, well, my mom was afraid of cats, so I never really, really had cats until I moved in with Dr. Judy, and come to find out, those suckers can live to be 20 years or so.
Or more.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We have Star, who's 18, and she's not slowing down. She's a little creaky. she walks like a creaky dinosaur, but other than that, she's just...
It's been interesting to watch her age, actually. 10 years ago, she spent a whole lot of time outside. She was a hunter, and she would go out, and we wouldn't see her for 2 or 3 days at a time. And she was always the first one to race to an open door to go outside and go out catting around. And nowadays, she spends most of her time on her old rocking chair. I can see her out there right now on her old rocking chair.
Yeah, she's pretty funny. She's like a senior citizen. She hangs out inside, and then she'll go to the front door and ask to go out to sit on her rocking chair in the sun. And that's as far as she goes. She sits on her rocking chair, and then she looks in the window and meows for us to let her back in. She doesn't hunt. She's just happy to hang out. But, you know, when she was going outside at the farm, she, you know, we needed cats in the barn to keep the mouse population down in the feed room. And so she had a very important job. And she has no desire to do that anymore. She just likes to lay on her rocking chair. So we wanted to talk about some of the challenges that we face. And some of those challenges for our dogs are also challenges for us as we're getting older. And so when we put the two together, it becomes kind of the double whammy challenge. So I think we're just going to start out with mobility issues.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. So luckily for us, and there's a reason that we have the kind of dogs that we do. First of all, we just absolutely love the Spaniels. But when Hugh and I met, I had 125-pound Doberman.
Mm-hmm. I had a 150-pound goofball giant Masso.
Actually, honey, he was 180.
He was a big old boy, and he was just a puppy.
He was a goof. But, you know, when the big dogs went by the wayside, you know, Hugh and I realized, so the last one we lost... Blink.
About 6 years ago.
8 years ago. Oh, God, yeah. That one. And, you know, when we lost him and he'd had some mobility issues, we both kind of said, you know, we're getting a little bit old to lift up these 100-pound dogs and help them with mobility. And, you know, there are a lot of harnesses that you can use and all kinds of really good mobility support. Roughwear, R-U-F-F wear, makes really nice harnesses, help them up harnesses, those kinds of things are excellent. And, you know, so for a lot of people, they can still manage that. But I'm a pretty tiny person, and Hugh doesn't have the best back in the world. So for us, being able to lift 100-pound dogs would be a pretty big challenge at this point.
It really would. And, you know, 8 years ago, we realized that, thankfully, and about that same time, as Dr. Judy said, we totally fell in love with the smaller Spaniels, and that just made a nice transition for us.
Yep. So, yeah, when a 25-pound dog can't walk, it's a lot easier to pick them up and help them around. So one of the things that we have that's been a problem in our new home that we share with my parents is that we have all hardwood, which is great for cleanup. Absolutely love it for that, but it's literally a slip slide for old dogs.
Right. For a couple of them in particular, Charlie and Scout both are starting to
have some
big issues with arthritis, and it just for them one. False step, and they sort of slip and bust their rear ends.
Well, they just fall down a lot, and they're funny because they like to go after each other and complain like grumpy old men, and one will go running after the other and knock them down, and then they both fall down, and it's like bowling pins going down. They're funny, and then they just lay there and yell at each other.
Lay there and scream.
They yell at each other. They don't get hurt because they don't have far to fall, but, man, they just yell at each other like grumpy old men. So we've actually, from the Grumpy Old Men movie, we've now nicknamed them Putz and Moron.
Yes, we have. But, you know, we notice their mobility issues, particularly early in the morning.
Yeah.
They sleep upstairs with us, and Charlie's gotten to a point where he can't go up or down the stairs at all by himself. Scout can go up the stairs, but he's too nervous to go down by himself.
Which is good.
So Judy and I are carrying them up and down the stairs pretty much every day.
Yes, And unfortunately, because we, you know, our master suite is upstairs, my parents are downstairs, Hugh and I have kind of done some slip slides down the stairs carrying dogs early in the morning because we're a little stiff and slow to get going.
Well, y'all know how it is. You get a little bit older and you get up in the mornings and it takes about 10 or 15 minutes to get those joints greased and moving good. Sometimes Charlie doesn't want to wait for 10 or 15 minutes to go downstairs. He's got to go. So he and I just sort of stumble along and both of us keeping our fingers crossed that we make it down in one piece.
I thank God for banisters and the wall to lean on.
That's
exactly
right.
I try to, you know, balance myself. And sometimes I come down with a dog under each arm, and oh my gosh, that's really bad because I can't grab a banister. But so, you know, we have mobility challenges for them and us. We have discovered a few things that work really well. This is like free advertising for these companies, but I just want to get the word out for other people
sure.
who have the issues. So toe grips are wonderful little rubber thick bands that you can just slide onto the toenails, and those work really well for most dogs. Charlie walks, because of his arthritis, he walks kind of wonky, and his feet turn
right.
a little bit on their sides. So the toe grips don't have good contact for him. They don't work as well. So we've discovered something called Purdy Paws, and there's a lot of other ones, but they're basically nail caps that cover the entire nail instead of just the band that goes on. Those have worked pretty well for him, but he looks like mm-hmm. he's got these big orange dinosaur nails on. He's pretty funny. And you can get them in different colors. He just has orange ones on right now. And then there's also the Paw Friction,
right.
which is a great product and probably the one that makes Charlie walk the best. It's just that it doesn't last more than about 5 to 7 days.
I think what we would need is just about a beach full of sand and a couple of gallons of glue to be able to keep him going all the time.
Yeah, I think that's
with that.
The biggest problem with it is
yeah.
it's surgical glue, and so it has to be in these little tiny containers, and once you open them, then they're done.
Right.
So it either needs to come with a ton of glue or, you know, got to figure out a different mm-hmm. way. But the it's fine. He doesn't chew on him. He doesn't lick it. It's totally safe for him. And
no,
well.
and he's totally happy, too. You know, he would love to be up moving around a bit more, but he's happy with life. And at some point, even if we need to put Charlie in a cart, you've got a good
Eddie's
option
Wheels
there.
For carts. I really love them. So. And so that brings us to our next problem. And the other thing is we also, because they're spaniels and they like to make these big fuzzy bedroom slippers, we have to keep clipping between
yes.
the pads and keep the hair down because when the hair gets long, it's just like wearing a slippery sock with no grip. And so by using the Paw Friction, that gives him grip. And we actually, his best movement is when we trim the hair, put the Paw Friction on, put the nail caps
yeah.
on, so that he's got multiple ways to get grip. And then he can run pretty well. And when he's outside, he moves really well.
He does great on the concrete sidewalks and on the grass surfaces
yeah.
and driveways and all.
So he's probably our most mobility challenge. But we have quite a few that are struggling with stairs, and that's an issue. And I've seen that. I keep seeing this thing on Facebook. There's a great somebody over in England took one of those handicapped chair lifts that takes people up and down the
right.
stairs, and they made it into the little English bus, like the little
mm-hmm.
London double-decker bus, and then they have a bulldog that goes in. The dog knows how to open up the back and then start it and go down the stairs. And it's so cute, and I challenged my daughter and said, you need to make one of these.
The only problem with that is that we need a spot for the dog to sit, and we need a spot for one of us to sit.
No, the dogs have to learn to operate it themselves, but we need a bus big enough to hold six.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big bus. So the stairs are definitely a challenge for all of us, and the hardwood floors are a challenge. And I have to say, last night we took three of our dogs, Charlie, Shayna, and Pookie, to the cardiologist. And so we had to go to another animal hospital where the cardiologist was visiting.
Right.
And it was your typical small animal hospital. What kind of floor was that?
It was a ceramic tile. Not quite as bad as the slick porcelain tiles that you see a lot of, but still not a surface that's easy to walk
on. How many dogs did we watch fall down there last night?
Well, it was funny.
Every dog.
Yeah, it was funny. One of them had a cast on his rear leg and already had trouble
right,
walking.
And fell down three times trying to get the dog to
yeah.
the back across the waiting room. And then two old golden retrievers came in, and they got as far as the entry carpet, And the dogs did not want to move off that carpet. You could tell they were just petrified. Right. And every single dog is a slip slide. Charlie couldn't walk at all. He got as far as the entry carpet, looked at it, and just went down and said, I'm not even trying. And even Pookie and Shayna, who don't have trouble, that was a horrible slip slide. And I wish veterinarians would figure out that we have rubber flooring in our clinic.
Well, I don't know whether you noticed, but Pookie jumped out of a chair while we were in the exam room and hit the floor and just slipped. It's just one of those things they can't deal with.
Yeah, there's no grip. And so I think more of us need to beg our veterinarians to put in flooring. You know, if you know they're going to do a construction project, beg.
Well, and this is a message. I, as an architect, I'm going to put out a message to all the construction people out there. You do a lot of work for these professional animal hospitals and even human hospitals. We don't need to make the floors slippery. There are too many great products out there that are available to help the mobility challenged.
Yeah. Even watching my dad with his walker,
Exactly.
He needs something smooth. The hardwood is actually good because it's smooth, but certainly not as slick as a tile would be.
Right.
So he can do okay on that. But I worry, in the hospital on the slick floors. And I know it's a cleanability thing, but I can tell you our rubber floors at the office are really easy to clean.
They're beautiful.
The oldest ones have been in there since 2005,
right.
So 13
right.
years. And you can't.
And still just as serviceable as the day they went in.
Yep. So it's for those of you who are, maybe thinking about finishing a basement, these rubber roll products are really, really nice. You see them in a lot of gymnasiums.
And they're so affordable now.
Kids' playrooms, that sort
yep.
of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Really nice. So that brings us to our next thing with mobility challenge, because 17-year-old Charlie, with our slippery, with the hardwood floors, even with all the grippy stuff on his feet and having his feet shaved, he cannot get up on his own. So once he's up, he can toddle around the house pretty well. he walks like he's got a dump in his pants because he's got this really wide base stance. But the biggest problem we have right now is because he can't get up, he will lay there and bark when he needs to get up, if he needs food or water. Luckily, he's a very vocal dog. He's a fire personality, so he talks a lot.
Right.
And Hugh can kind of almost tell what he's barking for. He's like, oh, that's it's time to eat bark. That's the I need a drink bark. That's the I got to go chase the putts bark. But he also has the I got to go potty right now bark. And sometimes we ignore that bark. And let me tell you, that's just not a good decision.
Well, Charlie does have a special bark for everything. And as many of you know, Charlie and I have a lot of conversations. And one of them is, Dad, when I got to go, I got to go. You got to pay attention and get me up and get me moving. He's one of these guys that as soon as you get him up on all fours and give him a little bit of a nudge, he can move and head for the door, and he's got to go.
Right. But the problem is when we don't get there fast enough.
Then we have an issue. And, it's funny. All the spaniels like to make a spaniel pile. And the other day we came into a spaniel pile that had an extra little friend in it.
Yeah, and that extra little friend was we weren't home. And whether Charlie barked or didn't bark, who knows. But he had to go and... So he went, and unfortunately, two of the girls were laying in the spaniel pile with him, and by the time we opened the door and pushed them all a little bit with the door because they were sleeping behind it, we slid three dogs through the spaniel pile mess, and, we quickly had three baths.
We had baths, and it was a fun evening for all.
Yeah, fun was had by all, mostly by... me.
She does such a good job of it, though.
Thorough. Yeah, and his back gets so sore, or at least he says it does. It might just be a farce just to get me to wash dogs.
But that is, the other important issue, and that is keeping them well-bathed and well-groomed.
Right, and I will say that, unfortunately, incontinence, whether it's urine or stool, is one of the number one reasons that senior dogs get put down.
It unfortunately is, and certainly I can appreciate it, but I just can't imagine, as well as Charlie is thriving otherwise, why anybody would ever consider that. But so many people don't have the time or the patience or the sensibility to deal with it, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, we also have to consider that, you know, the person on the other end. You know, if there's somebody who's an elderly person who has a hard time getting down to clean up, can't lift the dog to wash the dog. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that go into the equation. So I don't like to judge other people. But I certainly will say that is one of the number one reasons that the old dogs get put down, because people just, you know, they're fine until the carpets get dirtied and then they can't deal with it.
And it hasn't just been Charlie. We've had the most recent issue with Scout.
Urinary incontinence.
With his urinary issues and little Freckles, you know, while she was still with us, wore diapers a lot of the time, but each morning you'd kind of be picking up a soggy dog.
Yep, soggy dog. But so we have the washable pee pads, and we put those down on all the beds for them. We actually have one that goes on top of our blankets because the dogs sleep in bed with us.
Sure.
So we put the washable pee pad and put Charlie on top of that just in case. We have the snappy snoozer beds with the washable covers and their rubber. So we've modified a lot of things in the house, and thankfully not having carpet, it actually is extremely helpful.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to be willing to make some changes to adapt for the challenges with the pets. So, you know, having the pee pads that we can put down, I don't like the disposables. It's just too much trash that we would make. So I really like the washable ones. And that's really been a lifesaver. Plus the fact that Pookie is trained to go potty on them.
Exactly.
She's a princess. We're not getting the feet wet. We don't do outside very well. We just don't like that. So, you know.
And y'all remember, one of these days we're all going to be old and we may all be in that same situation.
Yes.
So
may we all have someone who's willing to change our diapers and our pee pads. So we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other challenges that we have dealt with and are dealing with our seniors. And, you know, any other ideas that we have that might help the rest of you who are dealing with these things. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments with Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's dental drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's dental drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. Today I'm here with my husband, Hugh Grant, co-author of two of my books, Canine Kitchen Capers and Yin and Yang Nutrition for Dogs. And we're discussing our seniors and the challenges that we face living with seven senior dogs, two senior parents, and I guess we're not so spry ourselves.
soon to be seniors. We're still refusing to use that term, though we do like the senior discounts
senior discounts
I get occasionally.
Senior discounts are good. So you know, there are some benefits, and you know, we like to think we're older and wiser now. So we love to dish out advice.
you're older and wiser. I think I'm just getting older, but anyway.
Older and goofier. All right, so we've talked about, you know, some of the mobility issues and things that we've done with that and the incontinence issues, and we were talking about that when we left. And so, you know, we do have also the washable diapers for the females. We also have pee wraps that we use on the boys,
right,
if we need to. Just depends. I mean, when Scout was flooding last week, he was really flooding. But I will say, if your dog is having incontinence issues, you want to get a medical checkup. Don't just say, oh, he's old and incontinent, mm-hmm, because in Scout's case, he hadn't been incontinent, and suddenly he was.
Right.
And we found out he had a urinary tract infection.
It happened almost, or seemed to happen almost overnight.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been happening a little bit, and we didn't realize it, but, I mean, it literally, there was a huge change. So, you know, when you see that something is happening, definitely get it checked out.
Right.
Because, I mean, there are herbal products, there are homeopathic products. Acupuncture can be really helpful. Chiropractic can help. There's so many things that can help with the incontinence.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if I would take Charlie and do acupuncture on him every week, he would probably do a lot better. But you know how that is with the shoemaker's kids. They're kind of last on the list for that kind of stuff. They get really good food and they get really good supplements, but as far as, you know, physical treatments, they're kind of last on the list, unfortunately. So there's a lot of things that can be done, but you do want to rule out medical problems and make sure you're not ignoring kidney failure or urinary tract infection or something else that might be contributing.
Well, exactly. I mean, we went through those exact issues with your father about a week ago,
yeah,
and it really, you know, with the humans, it's a little easier to know that something is up and perhaps there is an infection brewing. But with the spaniels, about the only way to know is to start paying attention, and when you see an accident, start questioning what's going on.
Yep. So you know, so don't skimp on that. You know, definitely get it checked out and see if there's something that can help. I mean, I really hate to see people bring their old pets in, you know, even cats that are urinating around the house, or they're, you know, not able to get in the litter box. And you know, I look at them, and if I haven't seen them before, you know, the first question is, well, have you done any testing? You know,
mm-hmm,
do we know if your cat's diabetic? Is your cat in kidney failure? Is your cat hyperthyroid? He could have a reason. Does your cat have horrible hip arthritis that is preventing him from getting into the litter
box?
Does he have to go up,
yeah,
and stairs to up and down
right,
stairs to get
exactly
into the box? So our old cat Star, having tons of, you know, pee problems around the house. I mean, our younger cats, they mark things just because they're, ugh. Boy, you know, we won't talk about their behavioral
something for
issues
another show.
Yeah, behavioral issues with cats are another story. I don't have all the answers. If I did, I would
you'd write a book.
I'd be worth millions if I had every answer for that. But cats are their own thing. But Star was having issues, which are really functional issues. So we
right
know she has arthritis. So you know, posturing can be a little bit hard in the box. But luckily, she's very good about pooping in the box. But where our kitty box is located, She has to go downstairs to get to it, and then she had to jump up to get to it because they're up to keep them away
right.
from the spaniels, because we really don't like them snacking in the kitty box. They're on really good diets. They really don't need that in addition.
That's another story for another time.
But we've now solved the problem because we have a cat tree that has multiple levels, so Kitty Star can jump from one level to the next because it's real close.
Right.
And so that has really helped with her ability to get into the box.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, certainly using supplements for arthritis, you know, Adequan injections or the deer velvet or
right.
green lip muscle. You know, a lot of those things are just so good for helping the arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I attribute the great mobility that our senior dogs have. Like Millie, she's going to be 17 in 2 months.
She races around the yard.
She races up and down the stairs. She's
yeah.
crazy. And her hip dysplasia, her x-rays are horrible. She has arthritis mm-hmm. in her spine and her hips. And you would look at those and say, oh, man, this dog needs to be put down. And her x-rays and the way she moves are not
two
even
different
close.
Things, right.
Two totally different
right.
things.
Well, and even old Scout has quite the little trot when he's out in his yard.
He trots like a show dog. He must have been really something in his younger years because when he gets going, he just has this beautiful trot, and his arthritis on his x-rays is horrible.
Well, we can talk and talk and talk about all of these guys, but even little George the other day, little George, 13 now, 12 now, racing around the yard and then racing into the house and bouncing around like a one-year-old puppy.
He was bouncing on and off the furniture. He gets this, we call it the puppy bounce, and it's just this up and down, just jumping for joy while he's running. He's absolutely, his little ears flap up and down. And we had just gotten home, and he was so excited. And he was running in and out the door and in and out of the office
right.
and the family room. And I just look at him like, holy cow, you know, I mean, who would say he's 12?
Right, it's something to say our 12-year-old is our youngest and all, but still a puppy.
Yeah, so you know, you got to keep them young and whatever it takes to do it, and we attribute an awful lot of that to their diet, but
diet,
you know,
and supplements.
And their supplements, and you know, we could talk about all the different supplements they're on forever because there's a lot of them. But you know, one of the other challenges that we've come up against recently is the grooming challenge.
Right.
So for all of our old dogs, the groomer that we've been using is an hour away from home.
Yes.
So it's a long drive for them, an hour each way. And then if we take all of them at the same time, it's a really long day for them. So they're at the groomer for 6-7 hours by the
right.
time she gets through all of them.
It's just a really, really long, stressful day
really
for
stressful.
Them.
You know, they don't really enjoy it, and we can see it when they come home. They're stiff from sitting in the cage during the day, from being up and down on the table, from having to stand for the grooming and the washing, you know, maybe slipping
right.
in the tub. I mean, I love our groomer. I think she's excellent, but it's still a big process for a
right.
senior pet.
Right.
So for my birthday, which was recently, I said to Hugh, I don't want to take the dogs to the groomer anymore. And no, I don't have all this extra time in my schedule, but I'm going to figure it out because I think it's really important to have their lives not be filled with stress.
Exactly.
Because stress is one of the biggest promoters of inflammation in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly for people, and you know, so many of us are running around being stressed all the time. And I'm going to put a plug in. I just had a conversation with my son this morning because he and his business partner developed the product called MultiFocus by Life Pure Recovery.
Yep.
And it's for cortisol stress. And, you know, we were talking about marketing, and, you know, they've been marketing it for athletes and, you know, people who spend long hours at their computer. And I said, guys, you're totally missing the boat because 95% of the population in America deals with cortisol stress.
Right, right.
I mean, we all are stressed all the time. You know,
go to the boardrooms of corporate America.
Go to the young mom who's juggling 3 kids and a job and a household.
School teachers.
School teachers dealing with 30 kids and then
right.
going home. you know, for people like us, we're dealing, and many of our friends, so they've got their parents, their elderly parents that they're dealing with, and then many of them have kids who have moved back in and bring the grandkids. So
sure.
You've got people like us who are taking care of four generations of people.
Right.
And so it's just stressful all the time. But anyway, so I love his multi-focus product mm-hmm. because it helps deal with cortisol stress. And for me, it's been a bit of a game changer, that and the Deer Velvet that we take has been a game changer because of the joints. Anyway, so for our old dogs, the grooming is really stressful. And
it is.
So we decided that we would do this at home. So we got a table, and then Hugh got me the arm to clamp on that has – he actually bought it that it has two slings on it.
Right.
One goes under the belly to help hold the dogs up, and then the other one is a loose sling that just goes around like a collar would mm-hmm. to just kind of keep them from spinning.
And they're a comfortable padded sling
really so
that they don't cause any discomfort during the process, and it really helps them to stand because poor Charlie, he just can't stand on his own during that process.
Yeah, most of ours can't stand up for the entire grooming process. So, you know, they have to lay down and take a break, and then they stand. It just takes a really long time. And so in the past, before this setup, you know, Hugh would have to break his back and stand there and hold the dog up while I would groom the dog, and it just became a huge
process. Well, we were trying to do it so quickly so that all of us could get it taken care of.
And I didn't have good grooming tools, so Hugh was nice enough to get me really good grooming tools, and that really makes a huge difference, too, when you're struggling with brushes that aren't the right thing and clippers that are dull, and it makes life really difficult.
And it is a learning process and all, but let's face it, guys, these are not show dogs. We're not going to the show ring next week to try and win more ribbons and awards and that sort of thing. So, but they look good. They're clean. They're brushed. They feel good. And, you know, as Judy always says, the only difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 days.
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh.
Takes 2 weeks. So I used to say that when I would body clip our horses. And, you know, when you first do them, you'll see some track marks
sure.
and some clipper blade marks. And, you know, so you always do it early enough in the show season that by the time you're at your first show a couple weeks later, you mm-hmm. can't see any of that, you know, the hair evens out. So really, for grooming our dogs, I'm not trying to make them look like show dogs. I'm trying to, you know, get out any knotted areas. I'm trying
right.
to give them sanitary cuts on the back end so that they're not getting poop caught in their feathers and they're not mm-hmm. peeing on themselves. And, you know, getting behind the ears to keep the knots out of the way.
Clean the inside of the ears up good.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we were at a grooming demonstration at one of the Cavalier events, and a friend of ours is a groomer out in Indiana, and she said, look, anything that is not visible when you're just looking at the dog standing there, feel free to cut it off because nobody can see it anyway.
Right.
So I like our dogs to have the little skirts on their sides, but I trim down the middle of the belly where you can't
see it. I have a nice little racing stripe on the underneath.
On the underneath. But that's because, you know, that's the area that wants to get
yes.
matted. The leaves stick in there, all the little burrs
stick in
there.
They're low enough to the ground that they pick up a lot of things in the yard.
So, but you can't see that, so might as well trim it short. The inside of the ears so that they get good air circulation in there and they don't have a lot of hair clogging up that area on the side of the face under the ear flap.
Mm-hmm.
We'll trim that pretty short again so that, you know, there's nothing that gets stuck in there. It doesn't get matted. And it just keeps them cleaner, and it makes it easier to clean up after them.
Yeah.
So that was one of the best tips I ever heard. If you can't see it, cut it off. So it's really helped. And I have to say, since we just started doing the grooming at home, and I think the dogs are much happier. It's funny, the first time they get up on the table, they're still a little bit stressed because
sure.
they know what, they, you know, they hear the clippers and they're like, oh crap, here we go. But
we've also gotten a rubber mat so that they can feel a little more confident
yep.
as they're standing there, even with the straps and
yep.
all.
So and we're working on a couple of innovations, actually, for the bathing process. So
we are.
Might take a year to get them on the market, but we're working on an innovation that I think will help with these senior dogs because we see a problem and we see a need to fix it. Wow, that 14 minutes went really fast. Okay, so we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, although I'm talking about all of our sponsors and things that we like. So, but stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments and talk about some of our other challenges with seniors.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today, on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining. When it comes to our pets' health, you can never be too careful. We invest significant time in ensuring that they have long and happy lives, but it's important to invest the same dedication into our own longevity. The key active ingredient in Dr. Morgan's wellness formula, Pure New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet, is now available as a standalone human-grade product. Life Deer Antler Velvet is a whole food supplement rich in calcium and collagen to support healthy joints and strong bones. Our products prioritize purity, ethical harvesting, and quality sourcing above all else. Visit DAVLife.com to learn more and order your first bottle today.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show, where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand Deer Antler Velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com. Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on DreamVision7Radio.com. You can hear us live every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And all shows are placed in recorded archives. You can go to our page and listen to any of the older shows. We've got some really, really great information in the archives. So take a browse around and find what you're interested in, and have a listen when you're driving or you're bored or you're at work and you don't want to listen to your boss. Sick of those people in the cubicle next to you? Pop on your headphones.
That's it. That's it.
Luckily, we don't have cubicles. We don't have to worry about that. So we want to talk about some other challenges that we face with, hear the devil, little Charlie. Uh-oh.
I'll let you know which kind of bark that is in a minute.
It's getting close to dinner time, so it might be the dinner bark, but if Hugh has to leave suddenly, we know that it's a different bark. So he might be mad because he's not on the camera. So other problems that we have with our kids, obviously as they age, we start to have some vision and hearing impairment. And you know, that's a little bit to be expected. From a Chinese medicine perspective, the vision is connected to the liver.
Right.
And the hearing is connected to the kidney element. And so, you know, it makes sense, you know, when we hear from, and the kidneys also control bones. So, you know, Charlie's a little bit interesting because he has no kidney problems. on his lab work at 17. His kidneys are working great, and his hearing is probably the best of any of our dogs at the age of 17. But he has horrible arthritis and bone problems, and while that is connected to the kidney element, his kidney element is working well. But I think a lot of his arthritis comes from the fact that he was a puppy mill breeding dog, and so he spent the first 8 years of his life living in a cage and breeding. And the kidneys are also responsible for reproductive ability.
Right.
And they retired him at the age of 8, and I think it probably had to do with the fact that he wasn't producing as many puppies. And because he was, I'm sure, overused, it actually drained his kidneys, which caused a lot of the bone problems.
You know, that had to be such a hard thing on all of his joints, being in that that cage probably most of the time, and all of the you know, his former job and everything. The poor guy had a luxurious life in some respects and a hard life in other respects.
Yeah, well, you guys would think it was a luxurious life. So, but of the seven dogs in the house, Shotzi's pretty deaf, Millie's pretty deaf, Scout's pretty deaf, Pookie hears pretty well, George is about half and half, and Shayna's pretty deaf.
Yeah.
So most of ours are pretty deaf, which is, you know, great when it's 4th of July and the fireworks are going off. But, you know, not so great when you're trying to get them to come in from the back of the backyard and they can't hear you and it's dark out.
Well, exactly. poor Millie loves to be outside, and she'll go out at 10 o'clock at night, and she'll be all the way in the back corner and you can't find her and she can't hear you. And
yeah, which, you know, one of the biggest problems with dogs who cannot hear, if they get out of the yard and wander from home, they can't hear you when you're calling them.
Exactly.
So, you know, some of the challenges, and this also goes for decreased vision.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a child, the first pet we ever had was Toby, and he was a Cocker Spaniel Irish Setter mix, which is probably why I have my love for the Spaniels, because he was small and built like a Cocker. But I think he was 13, and he was pretty blind and definitely deaf, and he was put outside to go potty, and while he was outside to go potty, he wandered off.
Mm-hmm.
And we searched and searched and searched for hours, and he had an ID tag on, and finally we got a phone call. He was actually found 2 miles away from home, and he had been
hit. Amazing how far they can go.
It's amazing how far they. So he was found 2 miles away from home, and he had been hit by a car.
Oh, my.
And he didn't survive it. And, you know, so that, you know, scarred me. I was probably 12 at the time. And, you know, so it's very scary. I had Blink open the gate. That was at my Doberman. And he took Laura Lou, my senior English toy, who was basically afraid of life, took her off for a walk. And he turned around and came home, and she didn't. And she couldn't hear very well, and so she couldn't hear me out there calling, and it took us about 24 hours to find her, and it was probably the worst 24 hours of my life, but luckily we found her alive. So you need to take really good precautions with these dogs who can't see and hear well, as far as having good fencing, good gate latches, and people who are aware. So we had something happen last week with Scout. And Scout,
oh, that's right.
And Scout's
that's
deaf. Right. And, you know, as careful as we are about things, Hugh and I were going out for a walk. We walk for a few miles, so we can't take dogs with us at this point. None of them can make it that far.
Well, yeah, that becomes a mobility issue also. Yep. The last time we tried, I carried Scout back home for 2 blocks.
And boy, he made it a block and a half, and then boy,
he's heavy.
And even at 28 pounds, he got heavy after a couple blocks. But so when we went to go out for our walk, we went out through the garage door.
Right.
And we went from the kitchen to the garage, and our kitchen door is just a little tricky, and if you don't really pull it, it'll kind of slide back open.
Right.
And so we went out that way and luckily closed the overhead garage door behind us when we left for our walk. And then when we came back from the walk, my mom said, Scout was out in the garage. I heard this whining and whining. I thought he was stuck upstairs, and I looked and couldn't find him.
Right.
She said, I finally found him in the garage.
what we suspect happened is that once he went out there,
The door popped open.
He went out. The other spaniels will lay against the door. Someone slammed the door on poor Scout, and he got stuck.
And he got stuck in the garage. But, you know, the moral of the story is thank God we had closed the overhead garage door. Because he had gotten out there, and if the overhead garage door was open, he would have gone for a walk.
Well, he would have, and you know, at his age, him being able to figure out perhaps how to get back home, we know he can't hear. His vision is cloudy. He can't see very far. It could have been a disaster.
It could have. So, you know, as much as we try to keep them safe, sometimes they figure out ways to keep themselves unsafe.
Yes.
You know, they're kind of...
Well, it's like you hear sometimes, you know, an elderly human deciding to go out for a walk and getting lost. It can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have to take extra precautions. All of our dogs have ID tags on their collars. They're called boomerang tags. Here's
Great
another
tags.
Free advertisement.
Great tags.
But the boomerang tags attach flat on the collars, and they clip on so they cannot come off. I've never had one come off. They don't dangle and jingle. They don't get stuck. I don't like the tags that hang on by the little rings.
Right.
Particularly with our dogs with SM who do a lot of neck scratching. They can get their toenails stuck in them.
Yes.
I had one cat who actually got his collar tag. This is before I went away from him. He got his collar tag stuck in the heat vent.
Oh, my.
The grate on the floor, and when I came home, I couldn't find the cat, and I finally found him in a corner of the bedroom upstairs. He had drug that heat vent from the main floor up the stairs and was stuck sitting in the corner of the bedroom all day with the heat vent hanging off his neck. And that was the end of tags for me. So, but the boomerangs that lay flat, so that's got our phone number on it, it's got their name on it, it has our address, and every time we move, we have to update those tags.
Well, you have to update them, and they come in multiple sizes for different widths of collars, and they hold a lot of information. They hold all of the important information.
They do. And some of our animals are microchipped and some are not, and I know there's a lot of debate, and we're not going to debate that now about whether microchips are good or bad, but a lot of ours do have chips in, and you need to make sure that you renew that and that you update your information if you move, because at work we have animals that are strays that are brought in all the time that have a chip in them with bad information, and then we can't find the owner.
That's right. It's very, very important. As a matter of fact, Dr. Judy microchipped me a couple of years ago, so if y'all find me out there somewhere, just have me scanned and send me home.
They actually are making microchips mandatory for, they're starting to make it mandatory for horses, for interstate commerce and interstate movement of horses and for tracking spread of disease. And, you know, I know there's a lot of debate about microchips, and like I said, we're not going to debate that, but it is for international travel for pets, you definitely have to have an international microchip, which is a 15-digit number.
How about that?
So if you're going to travel overseas, you definitely have to have those chips put in. So, you know, we face lots of challenges with these guys. None of ours are completely blind right now. Freckles was our last completely blind dog. Some dogs adapt to that extremely well, and just she was pretty good.
She didn't do too badly at all.
She was pretty brave,
right.
And she, you know, we moved, and she just adapted to the new house. You know, found her way around.
And she also realized when she was at the edge of a stairway or a drop off, and she would stop.
You
got to be very careful and have gates up.
Yep.
But
there are some dogs that, you know, they will just continue to tumble, and we did at night, we would put a gate across the top of the stairs so that she wouldn't, and actually with Scout, because he can't get down the stairs, when we're not here, we put a gate at the bottom so that he can't go up and get stuck.
Sure.
He's too heavy for my mom to carry down if we're not here. So, you know, for the blind dogs, a lot of them get along really well. If they go blind slowly, they kind of learn to adapt. Mm-hmm. So Millie right now has no vision in one eye and only minimal vision in the other eye. So she's been slowly adapting, but I think it's going to be ugly when she totally loses.
Well, it will. Millie's the one that bites first and asks questions later. And if she can't see, the one nice thing is she still has a nose that can smell from 10 miles away, I think.
Yeah, she's got a great hunting nose. So, you know, luckily she uses that. But unfortunately, she has certain areas that she guards and under my desk happens
right.
to be one of those areas. So you don't want to approach my desk. You're going to lose some toes.
And we've noticed, you know, as I said earlier, Scout can't see great distances at all. He can see things sort of within about 10 feet or so of him. Charlie's eyes are starting to cloud over.
Yeah. They're definitely better, though, when the light is really bright.
Sure. Yes, they are.
So if you have older animals and they need to go up and downstairs, put bright lights, particularly, you know, at the other end, particularly at the bottom when they're coming down, that really helps them navigate.
Right. Right.
They're going to have a lot of trouble at night, and that's why, you know, gating at night is really important.
At night, things just sort of seem to blend together, and you don't see the edges and all like you would in a bright light.
Yep, because Millie, because her vision is getting so bad, she'll stand at the top of the stairs. If there's not a bright light at the bottom, she won't come down because
right.
she can't see. And her depth perception is off.
So exactly.
I try to race down the stairs before her and hit the lights at the bottom so that, you know, it makes
and
it
then you have
easier.
Your big catcher's mitt just in case.
Just in case, yeah. And the bad news is when she's coming down behind you and she misses a step and then, you know, both of you get down together. But, you know, it's seniors dealing with seniors.
That's right.
So, but we wouldn't have it any other way. I
absolutely.
I love these senior pets, and, you know, that's why I took on the challenge of the Monkey's House Seniors, which is the senior hospice and sanctuary for old dogs that have been abandoned and have no place to go. And, you know, it's just so rewarding. Yes, there are sad moments, but the seniors for us are incredibly rewarding. So for those of you who are thinking about adopting, I think October or November, one of those is Adopt a Senior Month. But, you know, if you're thinking about adopting, don't overlook the seniors because
right.
they can bring you so much joy.
Nothing more gratifying.
Yeah, they just bring so much joy to our lives, and we love them, and we really enjoy and appreciate every single day that we have with them.
Right.
And it makes you slow down and enjoy things a little bit more and kind of go at their pace, which for me, that's a good thing to have somebody tell me I have to slow down.
And it's good practice for when you get old.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hope somebody's going to carry me up and down the stairs in another few years. All right, we are out of time. This has been fun. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about our seniors. Take good care of your seniors and check out some of the great senior products that are available. And until next week, go give your kids a hug, your fur kids, and your real ones if they're around. Real ones. You're two-footed.
you're two-footed. Y'all have a wonderful day, y'all.
See you soon.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.